For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Chris Ramey Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. It is the Wednesday, May 12th, 2021 edition of the program. We're talking some golf with Rick Gaiman from RickRungood.com, who helps us get ready for the Byron Nelson. We'll make our picks, get some DFS advice, and talk it all over with Rick Gaiman in just a moment. If you missed yesterday's show, we talked about the ramifications of Carlos Martinez heading to the IL. We did that with Zach Silver, Cardinals beat writer from MLB.com. You can check that out at ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Everything up there on the website. You can also read Bernie Miklas' latest take and more. So check out ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe by searching Scoops with Danny Mac. Leave a review, take a screenshot, and send it to me on Twitter at CHRABE. All right, we are always thrilled to be broadcasting from the Ophthalmology Associates studios. Ophthalmology Associates, the doctors. Doctors want to help you see your best. They want to take care of your eyes because Dr. Greg Burdi, Dr. Ranjan Malhotra, Dr. Robert Brasati, and Dr. Andrew Royer, the doctors' doctors, understand how important your eyesight is. They understand that when it comes to your eyes, you have a choice to make. And don't you want to choose to see the very, very best? They're called the doctor's doctors because more doctors, more health professionals trust them than anyone else. So shouldn't you trust the doctor's doctors at Ophthalmology Associates with your eyes as well? Go to youreyedoc.com or call 314-966-5000. Make an appointment. Tell them that you want to get your eyes checked out. Tell them you heard about them on the Chris Ramey Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. You can also on the website, youreyedoc.com, learn more about your options. And if you can't get in for your consultation, you can set it up over telehealth. Look at all the things that they can do for you, all of the incredible things that they do for their patients at Ophthalmology Associates on their website, youreyedoc.com. Or again, 314-966-5000. Set up your appointment. Tell them you heard about them on the Chris Ramey Show. All right, let's talk a little golf and preview this weekend's action. Rick Gaiman joins us from rickrungood.com as we talk AT&T Byron Nelson. Rick, what's going on, man? I love the new schedule because not only are we still in kind of that sports sweet spot that starts in, you know, mid-March, but we've got another major right around the corner. What's going on, brother?
That's right, Chris. Yeah, thanks for having me. I was worried, you know, the week before a major championship, we have the PGA Championship next week. It's a crapshoot. You really never know what you're going to get, but I'll tell you what, pretty strong field here. Dustin Johnson did withdraw on Monday, but Bryson's here, Jon Rahm, Jordan Spieth, a couple of guys making their first start since the Masters, like Brooks Koepka and Hideki Matsuyama. So definitely a strong field, much stronger than I anticipated.
I'm wondering what people in golf circles or what you hear, like what people say, because I guess we notice when DJ WDs, because he does WD from a decent amount of events, but that means you're committed to a decent number of events. And I can't fault anyone for what they're doing with their schedule, with their family, especially in uncertain times right now. But it would be great to be a fly on the wall when him and his brother and his team are kind of like, so what do we say? I don't know. Wrist? Who cares? Like, but the guy, he plays a ton. And I was looking at his, you know, schedule last year after the restart. He has played a ton. So I don't fault anyone whatsoever. Maybe he doesn't get any crap, but
Do whatever you want to do, DJ.
I think a lot of it is he's such a feel guy. Like even in his swing and in his play, it's all about feel. He's not technical at all. So I honestly think a lot of it is he assesses how he's feeling like Sunday or Monday or whatever it is. And he's like, should I play this week? Is my game in good form? Do I need to tee it up one more time before the PGA Championship, or would I prefer the rest? I just think he's going with however he feels that week. And sometimes he thinks he's good or he needs rest. And he withdraws. So it's kind of hard to blame him for that, but it seems that he does it more than most guys who are usually setting their schedule at the beginning of the year and sticking to it no matter what.
Yeah, I wonder what the actual matriculation rate is for guys in tournaments that they commit to at the beginning of the year and then actually end up playing. I wonder what the tour average is. It's got to be pretty high, but I wonder what it is for the top 15, top 20 players in the world. It's got to be something that these guys have to learn, Rick, because at first you're playing absolutely everything you can, especially if you're trying to qualify into stuff. Like, look at old Will Zalatoris. And then there's got to be a period when you're kind of looking over your shoulder. You kind of, are checking your ranking, checking your points all the time, checking where you're at on the money list. And it's got to be something that you have to learn to embrace, is taking time off.
Yeah, when you earn the ability to set your schedule, that's when things start to get really interesting, because a lot of guys have to play every week. They've got to earn the points. They have to earn the money. When you have the ability to set your own schedule, that's when you kind of see what guys would prefer to do. Some guys want to play, I never want to play 3 weeks in a row, which means I'm going to have to skip X, Y, and Z this year or whatever. And you start with the majors and you go to the WGCs, you work your way out, local commitments or sponsorship commitments. So yeah, it would be very interesting to be in that room, before the season starts. Cause now a lot of guys are embracing data and saying, okay, well, this is a good spot for me. This sets up well for me. Maybe I should add that to the schedule. And then of course the PGA Tour has their rules where you have to add, I think it's one new tournament every 4 years or something like that. So they try to get you to new spots as well.
It's like the Tiger rule. Rick Gaiman with us. RickRungood.com is the website. That's where you go and check out all of the great resources. Check out the tools to build your DFS lineups, to fill out your betting card. And let's talk about this field, Rick, because as you said, we've got some great players. We've got some guys returning. Jordan Spieth, who just missed a couple of weeks and is back after dealing with COVID-19. We've got Brooks Koepka in the mix. Which guys are you paying attention to, not just for how they do this week, but also leading up to the PGA?
Sure. So, it is a new course this week, TPC Craig Ranch. It's a new stop on the schedule. We've never seen this course before. So we're doing a lot of educated guessing. To me, this looks like a course that you are going to be able to bomb it without regards for any accuracy, which early in the week, Chris, I was thinking, wow, okay, Bryson, just let Bryson go out there and bomb it, which I still think is going to be pretty handy. But when you think about how this works, if everyone is kind of if you're able to find your ball and you're not really being penalized for an inaccurate drive, this kind of turns into an iron fest. Like, who's the best approach player is kind of what this turns into, which has me, as the week goes on, circling Jordan Spieth's name. He's long off the tee. He is not as accurate as some of the other better drivers of the golf ball, but I think that's okay here. But then when he gets an iron or a wedge in his hands, he's been absolutely dialed in. He's been phenomenal. We know he's got that putter magic. And I think it's going to take a lot of birdies to win, Chris. I think it's going to be 22, 23 under par. Without the winds kicking up in Texas this week, I don't see much resistance out there on the course.
And with that kind of course, Rick, does that affect at all how you look at, and again, I know this is so hard to prognosticate, right? It's hard to quantify, and you're probably rolling your eyes as I tee this question up for you, but with the major, and with maybe the potential for things to get a little wide open or for things to get a little loose, does that change how you look at guys at the top of the board? Not to suggest anyone would pack it in, but are there ways you handle the top guys, the elite guys, on a new course, and especially on a new course with the PGA coming up?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that there are certainly, we heard Tiger say this for years, right? Like the week before Augusta or the start before Augusta, he would hit shots that he thought he would use down at the Masters. Now, I don't know if anybody is willing to divulge as much, but we've certainly seen it. Now, I think it's one thing when they get in contention, if it's a Saturday or a Sunday, they're going to try to win. I don't worry about that, but I do kind of worry for some of these guys, like a John Rahm, kind of like a Bryson or maybe even a Brooks Koepka who's making his first start, trying to just make sure the knee's all good and make sure the game is in shape, that they might do some things on Thursday or Friday that would not necessarily be, hey, I'm trying to win this golf tournament in the moment. Now, I don't know if that's 5%, 10%, or whatever that number is, but I think historically golfers have told us that they're doing that.
Rick Gammon is with us. All right, so TPC Craig Ranch, Tom Weisskopf. We moved from Trinity Forest. Spieth, I wonder what happened there, man. Like, I think one thing we take for granted maybe sometimes is that, like, the membership at some of these places, especially depending on the climate, like, the membership probably wants to get their golf course back, but... You know, I wonder about a new course as well. Do guys shy away, do you think, from wanting to play a new course? Do you think that has any impact on how guys set their schedule in proximity to the majors? And especially guys who are right on the cusp. I guess, like, if you've got to play to get in, but if you're worried about your status and if you're not headed to the PGA anyway, I wonder if that affects kind of the mid-tier of the field. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the mid-tier or the younger guys who are sure. always playing the course for the first time, I think they lick their chops these weeks because they know that for once or twice a year, they have a level playing field where nobody has seen this course. I do think we consider that. And then, you know, the tour, this is a TPC course, so it's owned by the PGA Tour, so I think that they make an effort to get as many spots as we can within the TPC network, like Sawgrass and Scottsdale and Summerlin and River Highlands.
Weisskopf, right? Is that the other Weisskopf on tour?
Is it the other one? I didn't think he... I don't know about that. I do not want to give out wrong information. I can find out, but...
Let's see. I will plug it into the Holy Grail and check out here in a second.
Let's see.
The doctors at Ophthalmology Associates want you to see your best. If you're on the golf course this spring, you should see your best. If you are playing with your kids, if you are at one of your kids' games, you should see your best. And that's where the doctors at Ophthalmology Associates come in. They can help you see your best. Dr. Greg Birdie, Dr. Ranjan Malhotra, Dr. Robert Brasati, and Dr. Andrew Royer can help you take care of your eyes, can help you take charge of your vision. Their website is youreyedoc.com. You log on there, you can see everything that they can do for you. If you're thinking about LASIK, but you've never known the right people to ask the questions to, if you are a contacts or glasses wearer, if you just want to get your annual eye exam, maybe you haven't gotten it in a while, that's okay. No judgment. The doctors at Ophthalmology Associates will still take care of you. Just go to the website, youreyedoc.com, to learn what they can do for you. And again, 314-966-5000 is the number you call. Schedule your appointment. Tell them, please. You heard about them on the Chris Raby Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Now back to golf with Rick Gammon of RickRungood.com here on the Chris Raby Show on Scoops with Danny Mac.
I believe that waste management, so Scottsdale is a, I have it right here. It is a Weisskopf. Weisskopf and Jay Morris are the two architects. Yes. So then Weisskopf did a renovation.
Okay, exactly. And totally different climates, obviously, and different styles of golf. But what you were talking about, iron play and being able to bomb it, you can get a little loose at Scottsdale.
Sure.
So walk us through the top of the board. And in terms of birdies, in terms of guys who are converting birdie opportunities, hitting irons well, who are you looking at? Where are you starting at the top of our DraftKings card, Rick Gammon?
So let's start with Bryson. I think that, well, I don't think this. He had one of his worst approach weeks ever last week. He played the par fives at even par, which is something he hasn't done in 111 starts. He flew home on Friday because he thought he missed the cut. So he had to fly back Saturday morning at 2:30 a.m. and go straight to his tee time. And all of these negative things that I'm listing, Chris, he finished T9. And it's like, is that his is that the floor? Like, everything went wrong for him. They can't go that wrong again, right? Like, it's just shocking what he is able to pull off. And I wonder if being able, I mean, there's probably two par fours he can drive around here. He's going to be able to reach all the par fives. There is a chance he just wins this thing by five strokes. That's kind of step one. Now, if it does turn into you need to have more of a complete game, I go a little bit further down. Scottie Scheffler is just calling my name. Not only is he a Texas kid, he is trying to earn his first PGA Tour victory. If you look at every golfer in the field over their last 24 rounds, Scottie Scheffler kind of comparable to Bryson DeChambeau, not off the tee, but he makes up for it in different areas. He makes just as many birdies. He's been hitting it, I don't want to say just as far, but far enough, much further than the rest of the field. So I'm pretty laser focused on those two, but I think Bryson's range of outcomes, I think he by design is incredibly volatile.
You know, and Rick, as I look at rickrungood.com at the Holy Grail, and if you plug in the waste management, Bryson has played two tournaments, so he's got 8 rounds there, and he is still popping impressively despite the fact that his approach, he lost 0.22 strokes on approach. Mm-hmm. He lost a tenth of a stroke around the greens. Despite all of that, you know, he's still able to score. Scheffler as well wasn't great in his 6 rounds at TPC Scottsdale around the greens. Still able to score, though. That only, to me, like, exemplifies what you were saying and gives me even more faith in those guys this weekend.
I agree. Listen, to win a golf tournament, you have to kind of have a ceiling week. Like, everything has to go right. You got to get a little bit lucky. It's very hard to win on any tour anywhere. So that's kind of the built-in thing. But when you have guys who, even when they play poorly by their own standards, are finishing in the top 10, finishing in the top 20, that to me is much more encouraging than a guy who we're just kind of begging to have a ceiling week just out of the blue.
Rick Gaiman with us, rickrungood.com. All right, let's head to the middle of the card. Rick, what can you tell us about what you like and also what you're paying attention to as we get to this spot?
Sure. So, you know, my next circle is kind of Keith Mitchell. He's $8,000 on DraftKings. You can probably get him at 80-1 to win this golf tournament. And I think we have a perception versus reality issue with Keith Mitchell. People are going to look at, you know, the fact that he had a 2-shot lead heading into Sunday last week and he lost. He had a 3-shot lead after one hole and he lost. But if Rory McIlroy chases you down on a hard golf course, I'm not all that worried about it. If you would have told me that Keith Mitchell, you know, finished third at the Wells Fargo Championship, and then a couple weeks before that, he essentially carried Brant Snedeker in the team event to a 4th place finish, like, the ball striking numbers are there. He's so good off the tee. I think people just forget, like that was a great week for Keith Mitchell. I think we should consider going back to him. And then I kind of start loving on these guys that are splitting time. For example, Peter Uihlein splits time between the Korn Ferry and the PGA Tour, plays well on both those tours. You know, the talent on both of those tours has never been so close. Or a guy like John Catlin, who's $7,200 on DraftKings. He's an American who plays on the European Tour. He has not played in a PGA Tour event since the 2019 John Deere Classic. Since then, he has won 4 times worldwide in 4 different countries. I don't really, like, I know that the fields are not going to compare by any stretch of the imagination, but it is hard to be the best player in the field of 150 guys, no matter where it is, no matter when it is. I like guys that have experience getting to the winner's circle, and Catlin certainly has that.
You're right, man. There's something about, you know, the weekend and about closing out. And I don't think that we, and I say the collective we, me as a golf fan, casual golf fans, give enough credit to internationally, you know, the caliber of competition week in and week out that these guys are facing when they leave the PGA Tour and go play somewhere else.
Golf has never been so deep. It just that's the PGA Tour. I mean, the guys who are ranked 125th on the PGA Tour are phenomenal golfers. The guys who are playing on the Korn Ferry on a weekly basis, especially because now, you know, and remember last year, no PGA Tour player lost their card. That was the deal that the tour made with its members. So you've got all these other tours that would have graduated players to the PGA Tour who are still playing elsewhere. They're playing on the Euro Tour. They're playing on the Challenge Tour. They're playing, you know, on the Korn Ferry, or what the McKenzie is going to be when that comes back this summer. It's just golf is so, so deep, and all of these guys are really, really good. They're all, you know, they were all Americans at their colleges. They were all the best players growing up. They're so stout. I just can't believe how deep it all is.
Winner of the Andalusia Masters and the Irish Open. Those are big time international tournaments for Johnny Katz.
Yeah.
Johnny
Katz won in Austria, played well in his last start in Spain. I mean,
he gained strokes on the field at TPC Scottsdale.
He's the 70. He's like the 78th ranked player in the world. Like, that's a real thing.
All right. Listen, I am all in on Johnny Katz, John Catlin, New Mexico guy, but you're right. That's the edge, trying to find an edge. And, that's the last thing I was going to ask you, Rick. Guys like a John Catlin or a Keith Mitchell, guys from the middle of the card down. We've talked before about the resources, the tools at rickrungood.com to maybe find an edge over the weekend, but especially as maybe the public and maybe the betting markets this weekend start to shift and start to look towards the PGA Championship, especially if some of the big boys either miss the cut or are out of the mix. Does that give you a little extra edge with some guys that maybe the betting public isn't as familiar with once we get into Saturday and Sunday down in Dallas?
For sure. There is golf simultaneously has a lot of data available, but not a lot of data available. You know, we talk about the
only
shot
one
links.
Set of lasers.
I know. We talk about it all the time. And we talk about, I mean, and also any other sport, you could see every pitch of baseball, every play from a football game. You can't see every shot. So if I wanted to go watch Russell Knox, who has got two top 25s in a row, I probably can't watch any of his shots. He was on no early coverage. He was not on any featured coverage. I can't even watch it. So there is just a lack of information, and being able to try to parse as much as of it as we can and put it together, make some logical assumptions. That's where the edges are outside of the top 20 players in the world. The edges are in the information, the data that we have access to, and using it logically. I've just firmly stand by that.
Ricky Fowler and John Catlin, the special exemptions at Kiawa. When are you headed to Kiawa Island, Rick Gaiman?
One of those is deserved. One is not. I
would say you and Catlin deserve the exemptions, yeah.
Well, he's going. Unfortunately, my plans have changed. I am not. We thought that the group that we were taking to Kiawa was going to be a bit bigger. We are still holding on to COVID protocols, so it's a smaller group than anticipated. So I have a flight credit now, Chris. I'm sorry for bringing it up.
That's okay. Do you want me to edit this out?
No. The people are going to have to find out when I'm sitting on my couch during PGA Championship week instead of being at Kiawa. Fingers crossed that we get it all sorted out, and hopefully I'll be at Torrey Pines for the U.S. Open. And
yeah, it's the house that Gaiman built.
That's right. That's it. Not Tiger, not anybody else. That's mine.
Rick Gaiman, rickrungood.com. Appreciate it, man, as always. And we will just be sitting back enjoying the Byron Nelson and enjoying John Catlin helping make us boatloads of money. And then, you know, we can just charter the jet, the Catlin Mobile, the Air Catlin next year to get us to any and all majors that we want to get to. How does that sound?
I love it. Thanks, Chris.
All right. Huge thanks to Rick Gaiman. And again, if you missed my Cardinals chat with Zach Silver yesterday, you can go to scoopswithdannymac.com. You can subscribe to the podcast. You can check out what we've done this week and what we do every day, Monday through Friday. Huge thanks to Ophthalmology Associates as we broadcast from the Ophthalmology Associates studios. Ophthalmology Associates on the web at youreyedoc.com. You can give them a call at 314-966-5000. Schedule your appointment. Tell them you heard about them on the Chris Raby Show. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, Chris Raby saying, be nice to each other. And as always, peace. We'll turn the speakers up to their break.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.